credit is not something that people go to college for or have as a dream to do. The majority happened on it by accident, just like I did, with no idea what they were getting into. If I had had someone who could give me some advice, perhaps tell me what kind of classes I could take at the local community college, I think I might have actually progressed a little more quickly than I did.
Welcome to Collecting Thoughts, CNR Software's new podcast. We are your one-stop shop for digestible industry news, anecdotes, and advice as told by the boots-on-the-ground industry leaders and subject matter experts. We'll be covering topics across the collection space, technology, and finance. I'm your host, Christina, and I'm happy to have you join us. Today's guest is Deanna Reynolds, Director of Credit for Edges Electrical Group. Alongside her nearly two decades of experience at Edges, Deanna serves as a mentor with the Women Leaders in Credit and Finance Group. She's also a veteran of the U.S. Air Force, serving 3.5 years as a pilot in the 90s. Deanna, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Christina. I'm really happy to be here.
Great. So I ask every guest to tell me, you know, how did you get started in the industry? But I would love you to take us through the journey from Air Force pilot into being a senior leader in credit. So can you walk us through that?
Sure. It's actually kind of a roundabout journey that it's been. So I'll condense it down as much as I can. But yes, I was in the Air Force in the early 90s and was lucky enough to serve as a pilot back in the day when women weren't allowed to go into combat. So there wasn't a ton of opportunity after my initial stint there. And so when I served my initial tour and I got out, like anyone else, now I'm hitting the job market. Flying is a very, very expensive hobby, and it's really tough getting onto the airline. So I just really had to pivot, and I got into doing more kind of bookkeeping and accounting work, and it was actually all on-the-job training. I did not go to school for accounting, and my degree is not in anything resembling finance. So after a few years of doing a few different jobs, at one point I was a single mom. I was working for a real estate investment company as a property manager. A friend of a friend heard of a job coming up with this wholesale supply company in the credit department. I didn't know what a credit department was. I didn't know what a credit department did, but I applied and I got the job. And that was almost 18 years ago. And I just found my home. And so throughout all of those years, you know, with my experience level, we've been through some mergers, done a lot of growth, and I just continued my career right here. And this is where I'll be until I retire.
That's great. And what specifically about the credit industry, you know, from when you started to now, like, how have you seen it evolve? What keeps you engaged? What do you think about that?
Oh, there's been a huge evolution in that time period. You know, when I started, we had software, but a ton of things were done on Excel or actually on paper. We had file cabinets and file cabinets and file cabinets full of paper. And where today we're almost completely paperless. I just got a new office and a new desk set up. I don't have a single file drawer because we don't have paper anymore. And I love it because I'm kind of a minimalist and I like coming into a clean desk personally. And when I go into, sometimes I'll visit a customer or a different credit person's office and I see papers all over the place. And it makes me cringe because I just remember those days and not being able to find anything. And so I personally love the advances in the technology to help our jobs, help us do our jobs so much better.
Yeah, that's incredible. I want to come back to that later. But to start off with, I would love to talk about your experience as a mentor in the Women Leaders in Credit and Finance Group. I'm familiar with a few different organizations that specifically are for women, whether it's senior leaders or people that are kind of starting on the ground to come together that are in this industry, whether it's banking or collections or just anything in between. So can you talk a little bit about how did you get involved? What do you do in the group?
I'm actually really excited about this. It's less than a year old, and so we're kind of new. And the way I got involved is that one of the vendors that we actually use, one of our third-party service providers, has kind of started this group. And the idea is for a few senior leaders like myself, and there were a few others involved, to be able to mentor younger women who are just starting out in their careers. Because credit is not something that people go to college for or have as a dream to do. The majority of the women that I've talked to and gotten to know in my career happened on it by accident, just like I did, with no idea what they were getting into. If I had had someone who could give me some advice back then, you know, perhaps tell me what kind of classes I could take at the local community college, it might help me with my job, or things to study online, or organizations to try to get involved with, or what conferences to attend, I think I might have actually progressed a little more quickly than I did, of having to just figure it out as I go. And so I love the idea of women supporting women and, you know, really teaching up the next generation of female credit leaders, because I'm going to retire one day. And I know that in my own organization, I've been here a long time. I really care about the people who work here. And I want to make sure that whoever's going to be taking my place is going to have all the tools that they need to be as successful as I've been. And so we're working on a few events where we attended a national conference this past summer, and we had a special dinner set aside for like a fireside chat. And there were a panel of three and then about 40 women attending. What was really great was the conversations really became organic. We had a list of set questions and topics we were going to discuss, and I think we got through one. And the rest of the 2 hours we spent were literally people in the audience were asking questions and we were talking to each other, and it just became this fantastic conversation. And I'm so pleased to be a part of it. And so I'm hoping that we're going to get a lot more of those going forward.
Yeah, that's really incredible. I mean, finance industry in its own can be a bit of a small world of area anymore. We're all willing to help each other, which is a really great effort and a really great initiative.
Yeah, I think so too. And one of the reasons I'm really proud of it is even now, and when I started in my career, you know, there are tons of women who are bookkeepers or accountants, you know, administrative assistants that do part of their job is bookkeeping or office managers. There's not a lot of women directors, vice presidents, and CFOs. So I would love to see that change in my lifetime when I can see it. And if I can be a part of helping people, specifically women, really figure out a good trajectory for their careers so that they can start hitting those high-level executive positions, I'll consider that a success.
You know, for someone who wants to potentially join or find you at a conference, where can they go to find out more info?
So the group Women Leaders in Credit and Finance is actually on LinkedIn. And if you just search that phrase, it'll pop right up. If you search for my name on LinkedIn and send me a request, I will accept and I will point you to those groups that I'm a part of. There's some that are generally for women. Actually, this is the only one that's specifically for women, but there's other credit groups I'm a member of as well. And I've just found that the bigger community, the more we come together and the more we can help younger women really get their careers on a track.
Yeah. And if someone is listening to this and, you know, is kind of in that beginning stages, or maybe they're trying to figure out how they can grow, or is there any like first set of tips that you would say is a good place for them to start?
Honestly, reach out. If I had known about the power of community, it might have changed a lot of things for me. I mean, I'm thrilled with where I am at in my career, but I could have gotten there a lot sooner. And so my biggest piece of advice would be join the social media. People who aren't on LinkedIn yet should probably get on there. Look for thought leaders that you admire and follow them on Instagram and just really reach out. There's this huge community of women that are ready and waiting to like give information and give knowledge. And you just need to ask us for it because we can't find you. So we need you to come and find us.
Oh, yeah, that's a really great point. Like, the community is there. Just, you know, use the resources, find it, and everybody will be open arms, right? Welcome
yeah.
in.
Yeah, and don't be nervous. You know, if you go on, you know, LinkedIn or Instagram and you see somebody that you're really interested in following, follow them. Shoot them that private message. You're not going to lose anything if they don't answer, but chances are they're going to, and at least point you in the right direction for some resources. So, you know, just take a deep breath and don't be afraid and just ask the questions.
Great advice. And if someone is looking for a mentor, what would you say is the best avenue for them to try to find that?
I would say look for groups like the one that I'm in that specifies leaders. They will even say mentorship usually in part of their on their about tab, because that's a group of us. We're just waiting.
Mm-hmm.
We're just waiting. Come and get me. And
yes.
I would love to help you. You know, when we had our big group meeting and we got to all meet in person at the National Trade Conference, we were at throughout the entire rest of the week, because it was a multi-day conference, we kept running into other women that had been at that dinner, and where people were coming up to me and going, actually asking me, I think you could be so helpful. Would you be willing to be my mentor? And I'm like, absolutely. And I'm giving out my business card. And then now I'm getting emails directly, and I'm getting, you know, those requests for connections on LinkedIn. And I just love doing it. It really feels like I'm giving back to this industry that has given me a lot of blessings and a lot of financial stability personally. So I want other women to be able to have that as well.
Yeah, that's incredible. Thank you for sharing that. And now with that, you know, taking all of this knowledge that you've had as a senior leader in the credit industry, and you're seeing new people come up and you're seeing new technology evolve, what do you think is going to be the biggest thing that the next generation, the people that you're mentoring, are going to be working on in this space?
Automation and AI are the things that are really coming to the forefront. You know, as I mentioned before, just going paperless and automating a lot of our procedures has really allowed us to grow without necessarily having to add more people. So we're able to get more done more quickly. AI is everywhere now. People in my age group might be having a little more challenges on figuring out what's the best way to use it. But especially for the younger people that are really starting their careers at the beginning of AI being used in the credit world, I would say keep your eye on that. I think there's a ton of tools that are going to be coming our way that we're just not aware of yet. But, you know, the improvements are exponential, so they're going to be coming really quickly.
Yeah, absolutely. AI is definitely a hot topic. I feel like at any conference, any article, you're always reading about it. My favorite point about AI, though, is make sure that you know what you want it to do, right? Don't just implement
yes.
it for the sake of implementing, but implement it with a specific goal in mind.
I found that, too. I've only just started kind of putting my big toe in the water. You know, every software provider that we use is telling us that they have these great AI innovations coming out. But it's also new that a lot of people don't really know what they're doing yet. We also want to be responsible, especially in the credit world. So much of what we do is really governed by compliance and security, because we're dealing with people's financial information, and that has to be confidential. See, we want to make sure that any of these tools we're using, such as AI or outside software applications, that they're following those guidelines. And that's the hardest part. So I would say, I think it's going to be amazing. I think in 10 years from now, our entire industry is going to be much more efficient and very different. But here at the beginning, we just want to be really careful that we're keeping our customers' information secure while we're exploring these new tools.
Yeah, absolutely. Making sure governments and automation and efficiency all have to live on the same priority line.
Yeah, it's definitely a challenge, but I think it'll be worth it.
Absolutely. Deanna, it's been so great chatting with you today. Is there anything that you want to add before we sign off?
just a reminder, you know, for all the women out there that are newer in your career, or even anyone, even if you're not a woman, and you just want to have that mentorship kind of relationship, is really search out those groups on LinkedIn and your other social media. Look for those thought leaders you want to follow, and it's going to help you a ton.
Thank you so much again. Have a great rest of your day.
Thanks so much.